This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Pitchers and catchers have reported. The rest of the players have reported. Philly spring training is on its way. We have our first game on Saturday,
How about that?
I think it'll be on WIP. Down there to take it all in is one Scoops, Devin Scoops Caney. Scoops, you there?
I'm here. Hey, guys.
What's up, DK?
Not much. Sorry, the Scoops introduction just doesn't hit the same without a Jackie Baseball there to bring me in, especially talking about the Phils.
So. Well, he decided not to come into work this week, Scoops. You know,
I hope he has FOMO because here we are finally talking about the Phillies, whether listeners are ready to hear about it or not. I know we're still basking in the Eagles' glory.
Yeah, we can do both.
But we got to talk about it, okay?
Yeah, well, truthfully, he hates when anybody talks about the Phillies except for him.
Except for him.
So I don't think he's missing it. Too much. So, and by the way, so you can make us all jealous because it is, I think, like 20 some degrees today. What's it like in Clearwater right now?
Oh, it's really rough out here. It's like sunny and 75, 80 degrees today. I had to wear a sweatshirt this morning. It was brutal.
Oh, sounds terrible. Well, what's the vibe like? What's the mood like? I think when we were down there last year, we could, it was loose and they were having fun, but there was certainly a sense of determination. They knew what their goal was. What is the vibe like with the players there this year?
So I don't want people to read into this when I say it's not loose, because I think you also have to take into consideration what time of spring training it is. So like you just mentioned, Spike, all players just reported yesterday. So I think they're all still getting their bearings. They all seem extremely locked in and focused. I haven't seen, you know, a ton of, you know, the loose partying Phillies, because I think that they all are on the same mission this season, and especially this spring training. I actually asked Rob Thomson about it earlier today, you know, just what the general team mindset was, not necessarily what he and the coaches are saying to them, but what he's feeling from the players. And he said, you know, you really just have to reel them in a bit because they're obviously jaded from the way that the postseason ended the last several seasons, and they're hungry to get back at it, but you have to make sure that they don't expel too much before the end of the season, because it's a really long season. He brought up last year specifically, he said by early spring, you know, a lot of these guys were gassed, we saw injuries, so we just want to keep them healthy. So I think right now it's a balance. Like, they know the mission, they're confident in themselves, they know that they have the talent to contend again, but they're just trying to not get ahead of themselves. They're very locked in and focused.
That's interesting. You know, especially coming off of last year. You know, last year they had just lost in six games to the, seven? To Arizona. I can't remember. Not this past year.
It was seven, right?
It was seven
games to Arizona. And so it seemed like their mantra at spring training was all about getting to the World Series. Like, they were so focused on that. I remember John Middleton speaking to the team prior to that and talking about how he so desperately wanted that World Series trophy. And it's they bought into that, Devin and Spike, and they got out to a great start. I mean, they came out smoking. So I bring that up to say I'm wondering if they realize how long the season is, and it's not that they don't want to get off to a fast start, but they also realize it's a marathon and not a sprint because they got off to a great start last year, and it didn't really help them in the end.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that that can work to their benefit. It's almost similar to the Eagles where I feel like maybe it's all Philadelphia teams almost thrive as kind of this underdog who people are counting out in a way. And they didn't have that last season. You know, last season, the messaging was clear from the start, from the top down, like Ike, you just mentioned, from John Middleton, you know, World Series or bust. I don't think I've heard a single player say the words World Series since I've been down here and like have been talking to quite a few players. No one has mentioned it. It's just, you know, we know how good we can be. We're not worried about all the offseason pickups that other teams in the National League have made, like the Dodgers and the Mets. We know that we can compete with them. And Bryce Harper even had something, don't quote me here, but he basically said, like, we're aware of the talent that was picked up around us, but we have full confidence. Like, that just drives us more in a way. So almost similar to the Eagles' mindset of, like, count us out and we're going to prove you wrong. And I think that they can thrive under that type of, or lack of pressure, I should say.
Well, thank God Topper's there to make sure they don't try too hard. Devin Caney with us from Clearwater. He's always there to make sure everybody's relaxed. That's me, not you. Don't worry. That's me. It does seem like for the first time that we have some players willing to be flexible in what positions they may play this year, a couple of guys.
Yeah. So some interesting potential swaps going on. So one that is actively happening through spring training is Kyle Schwarber is practicing just a few days a week, and he will practice a few days a week at first base. And I think that is more so about Bryce Harper getting potentially more rest days than he got last season than, you know, Kyle Schwarber moving around. And JT Realmuto. So this isn't certain. I have some thoughts on this, but it was, you know, confirmed. Topper talked about it. JT talked about it, about him potentially playing some games in left field to give him a break behind the plate because we know, you know, he had knee surgery last year. He's getting a little older. I also think his upcoming contract could have something to do with it. You know, Rob Thompson, the Phillies are very aware of the position that these guys like Schwarber and JT are in where they need to prove themselves. You know, they want to stay in Philadelphia, but you also have to do what's best for them as players as they get older. I don't know about the JT to left field, though. I would think, if anything, they'd put Sosa out there. I haven't seen him practice at left field. He's been catching the days that I've been down here. But, look, anything's possible, and he seemed open to it. He said if it would help the team, I'll do whatever they ask.
If I'll get an extension, I will play wherever they tell me to.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well.
$50 more million, and I will play wherever you want. Topper did mention, too, potentially splitting up Nola and Wheeler in the rotation as well, which I thought was an interesting little nugget, too.
Yeah, no, that is he kind of touched on that, but he's also not really diving deep into the starting rotation just yet because he's been asked about that every time we talked about, or every time we've asked him about it, and he's like, yeah, like, we'll see. But I would imagine that he would split them up, whether it's Wheeler 1 and then Sanchez 2 and then Luzardo. I don't know what direction they're going to go in. But Nola hasn't been at camp the last few days.
He's been sick,
I believe,
right?
He's the only one of the starting rotation who hasn't been there. Yes, because he has food poisoning or the flu or some sort of bug. So we haven't seen him or Trey Turner yet.
All right, Scoops. Are you going to be down there when we're down there in a couple of weeks? Or are you just straight through? Or are you coming back? What's the deal?
No, I'm coming back. So I'm here this week. I'm here until tomorrow, and then I'm off. But hopefully I can come back in a couple weeks or next month to revisit and to get to hang with you guys. I don't know. Rod Lakin, are you listening?
Welcome, Lakin. She's always welcome. And thank you for bringing us a Super Bowl as well. Great job on the sideline this year.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
All right, there she is. Devin Scoops Caney. Thank you, Scoops.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, couple of things on the information she gave us there.
Yes.
The JT Realmuto giving his knees a break and playing left field.
Yeah, explain that one to me.
All right. So if left field is a break, someone explain to me why Bryce Harper couldn't consider playing in left field and us going to sign a first baseman at some point. Explain to me if left field is a break.
Right.
I don't understand it. The other thing is God bless JT Realmuto. And I know there was a report, I think, from Scott Lauber that both sides were thinking about an extension. You can't give JT Realmuto an extension. You can't. There was a time. There was a time where he was unquestionably the best catcher in baseball.
Best catcher in baseball.
He's not anymore. He's top 10, but he's not the best catcher in baseball. Well, he is. But
he's not top 5.
I don't think so. He is a good catcher, but there is, if you're going to get that kind of production out of JT Realmuto, mm-hmm. if you're going to get, is he going to be like a 705 OPS guy? Then I'd rather spend no money on the catcher or spend limited money on the catcher, have a good defensive catcher back there, and go spend the money elsewhere on somebody that's going to be more effective.
Who's our young
on offense.
Guy?
The guy who played last year, but he's always
not
hurt.
Stubbs. Yeah.
He's always,
Marshawn.
Yeah. He's always hurt, though. He's always hurt. So I guess they can't give him an extension. Schwarber is a different story. Schwarber is a free agent after this year as well, and I'd certainly be willing to listen on Schwarber, but
sure.
I don't think real because
he can always be a DH.
Yes, Schwarbs. For sure. So there's that. It's just like, I don't know. And the whole, I understand pacing yourself, but one of the problems I had last year is that I don't think the manager is a guy who can wake them up.
Right.
And maybe it'll be easy. They could not regain. They searched for months to regain whatever spark they had at the beginning of the year, and they couldn't find it. Some of it may have been due to, Ranger not being any good the last couple months of the year certainly hurt.
Well, they got off to such a hot start, That was obviously going to be hard to sustain. But I know remember last year, that's all they kept talking about was getting to the World Series. Losing to Arizona here just didn't sit well with them. And I think that's what their focus was early in the season. That's how they came out, like gangbusters.
They talked about winning the division a lot, too. That was on their mind, too.
Yes, wanting to win the division, exactly. They talked about doing that. And then it seemed like we came back from London, everything just went away.
Yes. I remember, to me, The time when I started worrying was the A's series before the All-Star break.
Yep.
And that last game,
I remember it.
They lost like 21-3 or something. And there was just something about that series.
I mean, didn't Bryce play in that series?
He did.
Because he wanted to play
in the All-Star game. Yes. Yeah. And he is a guy who at this point in his career, he's had so many nagging injuries, back stuff, elbow stuff, right? Mm-hmm. He is a guy who has to maybe take 30 games off a year.
Yeah.
And coming back early from an injury, I think it was a hamstring.
Yeah.
So you can play in the All-Star game is not the right decision at this point. You know?
I did want to see him finally.
I know. We had that.
In an All-Star.
We had that. We'll do that again, I'm sure, this year.
I wanted to see him in an All-Star game in a Philadelphia uniform.
It's just like I look at the...
We finally saw it in 5 years.
Devin was mentioning the underdog thing. They have the third highest payroll in baseball. Like,
you're not the underdogs. you're not underdogs.
I want to believe in them. They have enough talent to get in the playoffs and make noise for sure. But they are, for me, going to have to prove all of those things that they said in those exit interviews, specifically that Rob Thompson said about the approach at the plate, about willingness, this willingness to change, willingness to play other positions, willingness to bat in other spots of the batting order. Bryce willing to hit second, Schwarber willing to hit cleanup, Trey, has to take some pitches and get on base if he's a leadoff hitter. To me, it's not about their talent. It is about their approach to winning, which I think at times, and this sounds harsh, was selfish last year and has been selfish. And if what is most important to you is winning, then you have to let those things go, I think. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom and diamond engagement ring from Mark's, online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you okay with Nick Sirianni picking the offensive coordinator, even if it is an internal choice? 59.1% say yes. 215-592-9494. Jake in Delco, you're on WIP. What's up, Jake?
happening, guys?
Oh, speakerphone, Jake. Bad news.
Hold on. All right, there you go. Is that better?
All right, yes.
Better?
Yeah.
Come on, Jake.
Jake Lockett.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Wanted to relate a quick story to you guys that I mean to tell you. Back when you were doing the tour to Delco.
Yeah.
When you went to Tavola.
Yes.
Me, my wife, and my then at that time 3 or 4 month old daughter, we came and I went to the bathroom at one point and I came back. And there's this dude, like, pretty close to my wife and my kid, like, playing with the kid and stuff. I'm like, who's this random dude? Like, getting all close. And I was like, oh, shit, it's Spike. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And it was actually really cool.
Okay.
And,
so I wasn't being, can you explain to everybody, I wasn't being a creep playing with your wife and kid. I was being friendly.
No, you weren't because the underlying premise is that we're there and we know you from listening to you.
Okay,
and we're there to see you. So if it had been some random dude that like was just a rando,
then it would have been weird. Yeah.
Then it would have been weird. But it was you and actually you were really cool, man. We really enjoyed it. And
tell the rest of the Delaware Valley. Please.
I initially told the story, it was clear that once I knew it was you, that it was fine.
No. It's cool. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming out, by the way. Tour de Delco was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be back next year.
It was fun meeting you. You and Ike were really cool. And Jack was actually very standoffish, I felt.
Well, that's how he is.
Well, yeah, he's afraid of people.
He is.
Yeah.
It's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it comes across as aloof, I think.
Yeah.
And it's really, he's just awkward around people he doesn't know.
Yep.
Here's what you do. If you want this, Ike, you can probably confirm this.
Mm-hmm.
If you want Jack to be nice to you, what you do is you come up and you say, Jack, I love High Hopes. I love the podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll get a smile out of him.
Yes.
His guard will go down, but otherwise.
Yeah. He's a little apprehensive around people.
He is.
Yes.
Yeah, certain kinds of people. Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you got, Jake?
So I want to relate something to you that see your thoughts on it. I felt like they always say as a team, you got to peak at the right time.
Yep.
But it was like the Eagles were peaking. If you look at the games they played and the scores and all that and just the way it felt, they were still on the uphill. And hypothetically, if they were to play 4 more games, I wonder what they would have looked like.
They'd have won all 4 of them, yeah.
You know, it really seems like they peaked twice this year. I think they peaked in the Baltimore, Pittsburgh, L.A. segment of the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jalen got hurt. We had the A.J. Brown passing game comment.
Mm-hmm.
And then they peaked again. We will think about this dominant playoff run forever, but we will forever forget about how undominant the Rams game was and the Packers game. But I agree with you. Everything that they were good at in those two games, in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. The defense was creating turnovers. The offense was running the ball well and passing well. Mm-hmm. Jake Elliott had a perfect Super Bowl. The guy made us nervous for how many straight weeks, you know, and he had a perfect Super Bowl. It really, if the sign of a champion is to be your best when it matters the most, and this is a lot of what the people who love Jalen Hurts say, they were at their best when it mattered the most, for sure.
Absolutely. I guess, Elliot, the yips just suddenly went away. It's very odd.
Well, kicking in a dome helps, too, I think.
That's true.
You know, kicking in a dome helps, too. Yeah.
This is true. I feel like Mahomes is going to be on the warpath next year. As much as I don't like him, he is really good, and everybody talking all this crap like he's not. He's not in a conversation for GOAT right now. Like, let's table that. Let's put it off to the side. And some people even saying that he really has no chance of being considered the GOAT now. I feel like next year he's going to go on a rampage.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm ready for a rematch.
I would love that.
We're ready to do a trilogy in San Francisco, right?
Is that where the next Super Bowl is? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love that.
Yeah, I think that there will be a rematch.
San Francisco.
And this time the game will be much closer.
I wouldn't. Thank you for the call, Jake. I wouldn't bet on us dominating them from start to finish next year. I think they are one team. Teams typically are not very good the year after they lose the Super Bowl. You get the feeling though that Kansas City won't be one of those teams.
Andy has a formula for sustaining success, and so he's always going to be there. Mm-hmm. Like he'll be there. You know, like New England did for all those years. They didn't win every year, but they were in the playoffs just about every year.
What's wild?
They usually came back the next year.
What's wild about the people? So Brady people are crazy. They are lunatics.
Oh yeah.
And
listen, they were rooting for the Eagles.
They were.
Yes.
And now that Mahomes loses, they say, well, now he can't be in the conversation for the GOAT, not thinking about the fact that Tom Brady went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl in between Super Bowls.
Yep.
10 years. So the fact that Mahomes loses in one Super Bowl and the Brady people are celebrating,
right.
Mahomes, it might have been a little early to start talking about Mahomes' GOAT, but when you have three Super Bowls by 29 years old.
What else are you going to do? We got to drive narratives.
Right.
I tell you one thing that did happen with Mahomes losing that Super Bowl. And I think, I don't know if Shannon brought this up or Stephen A. brought it up. One of them brought it up. But it almost, it brought Joe Montana back into the conversation.
Yeah, who had been forgotten who,
right.
As we were growing up was the GOAT.
Joe Montana, right. I believe, went 4-0 in Super Bowls and never threw an interception in a Super Bowl, I believe.
I don't remember if he did, but I remember him being amazing.
I think that's one of the stats they had. Like, I think it's 11 touchdowns to no interceptions in four Super Bowls and undefeated. He never lost a Super Bowl.
We're old guys, so we remember when Joe Montana was considered
Joe Montana
the greatest
was the
of all.
Standard.
Yes.
He was the standard.
Yes, yeah. And then Brady came along, and everybody sort of forgot. And then, young people come along, never saw Joe Montana play, so on and so forth.
So it's like Montana has been forgotten.
Yep.
But no, Joe Montana was the scariest quarterback.
Yes, that team. And he had Jerry
that
Rice.
That team with Jerry Rice, those guys, you never felt comfortable. Two Super Bowl losses. My Bengals.
You signed T. Higgins or what?
The Bengals are one of the dumbest ran organizations in sports. Forget about football, just sports.
So the answer would be no.
Yeah. I mean, I would do it, but they probably won't.
Yeah.
Knowing
even
them,
though Joe Burrow wants it, talking publicly about how they can manage the cap the way the Eagles manage the cap and so on and so
Mike
forth.
Mike Brown, man. My goodness.
Yeah. Coming up next, we'll get to your calls, 215-592-9494. Also, we'll get an update on what Jack Fritz is doing.
Ah.
We can check out
online.
You ought
to be changing diapers.
Yeah, well, I don't
know. Jill should be. She's have her feet up.
I don't know. We'll check that out. And also, how do you fix the NBA All-Star game? I don't know. We'll talk about it. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.